French Open first round being played over 3 days. As a result of that, we've had a number of games being played already and Aussies in action. And unfortunately, the news is not good. To wade through that with us, Roger Rashid joins us. G'day, Rog.
Morning, Jimmy. TK, how are you, boys?
Yeah, really well, mate. Let's have a look at some of those results. And I think the one that everyone wants to talk about is Bernie Tomic. No, Dominic Thiem is, I think he's ranked 6 for this event, but 6-4, 6-love, 6-2. And there was reports about Bernie not chasing down everything. Can you confirm?
Yeah, look, there was a little bit of that. But let's put a few things in perspective here. This is Bernie, who's probably who's having a disastrous year, really, to be perfectly honest, and we know that. And he would be he'd be the first to put his hand up there. And he's taking on a player on his least preferred surface. I mean, this is Bernie's worst surface.
Yeah.
It shows up. It highlights a whole lot of his the things that actually can hurt him. And he's playing a person, Dominic Thiem, who is in such he's in great form. He's probably the second best clay court player this year behind Rafa Nadal. So he's been extremely consistent. He's
right.
He's strong.
Rog,
and, you know,
Rog.
That, yeah.
All of that is no excuse for your lack of effort. You know,
he
doesn't want to move his feet. He doesn't want to run down balls. You know, if they're not straight back at him, he appears like he's not making an effort at all.
No, I 100% agree with you, TK. You know where I sit on all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I just think it's a cultural habit now.
Yeah.
For Bernie.
It's a bad habit to have, mate. Can I ask you this?
Not a good one.
If he doesn't have tennis and if he drops off the face of the tennis world, Bernard Tomic, would you worry about him? What would happen to him?
I think just as a normal person, you would be concerned about him because it would be what's my life? What do I do now with my life? Like what is life after tennis for Bernie? And I think you know for sports people in general, it's what are you putting in place and what are your interests? And yeah, I know you know Bernie has a lot of interests. He has a lot of expensive interests, but that money.
Well, that's spending money.
That's going to run out very, very quickly because there's not a lot being made. And so you know, there's where's it go to for Bernie from after tennis? That'll be an interesting storyline to follow. But I'd be concerned for sure because, you know, this only lasts for so long and there's so much more of your life to live. And I'm not sure what part of the tennis model Bernie fits into after post-tennis, you know, as far as, you know, there's not a lot of assets to deliver from outside the tennis court at the moment.
Let's have a look about Nick Kyrgios. He was putting together a great season away from clay. Gets to clay. I think he's only played the 4 games in the lead up to this. He's got a bit of a shoulder issue, a hip issue, and he's taken on Sebastian Grosjean, albeit intermittently, and because he's at the French Open as a bit of a coach. Where do we see Nick coming into the French Open, Roger?
Yeah, obviously hasn't been hasn't been the preparation he's wanted.
No.
You know, it's one that he would generally have wanted sort of match play after match play, so he hasn't had that. And that was some unfortunate circumstances with family, so he had to deal with those and as any person would. So, but still becomes very dangerous. You know, the one is he can't settle into this French Open because he plays the Philip Kohlschreiber, who's so extremely dangerous as a tennis player. He's got a lot to offer. He's very experienced. Clay is one of his favourite surfaces. He's going to make Nick hit a lot of balls. The conditions have been really good. Day one, we've had hot conditions, so the ball's flying around the court a bit, which I like that for Nick. So he gets a bit more action off the tennis court, and he can, especially the ball that goes through the court. So, look, it's going to be a test. But I like the test because it gets him right into the tournament from the first hit. So he's got to be switched on, alert. And if he gets himself into it and he gets 2 or 3 matches under his belt, especially this first one, you know, well then he can do some damage. There's no doubt about that. He's got potential to do that.
Yeah, well, there's nothing like getting a bit of action off the tennis court. There's no doubt about that, Rog. Now, Rog, Sam Stosur. Well, one Aussie was going to win. Gavrilova up against Stosur, and Sam's won, and she likes the clay, but who knows what's going to happen next.
Yeah, look, it was a great result for her. She hasn't won a tournament for a couple of years. She's stringing match after match together, which is what I like. It's not one or two matches and then nothing happens and we see a blowout. So the consistency of Sam was great. You know, she gets on the court in day two. She's one of the matches. She plays a 95 ranked person who's a 23-year-old, Kukova from Slovakia. So that's a really good opener for her. And, you know, dangerous. The courts, you know, the conditions look good during this the first week. We're going to get some sun out there. So when the ball's bouncing around like that and it's lively, for Sam, her serve and her forehand is a big asset on this court, and it's a court that jumps around a bit. So I think this tournament should reflect on what she does. The win there should reflect on what she does this week, and I'll be surprised if it doesn't.
You would say with Serena not there with the pregnancy that it is the most open Grand Slam we've had for a long time, and further illustrated by the fact that we had Angelique Kerber lose first round as well. How are you going in finding a women's winner, Rog?
No, I can't. It's one of those competitions where you just sort of think, well, we've got five Aussie women in the draw, and you know, maybe one of them can sneak through and do something. I think like Sam, who's got the game to actually beat, and she's been there in the semis. Kerber, you know, that's not a surprising result. She played Makarova, who's actually a Russian, who's strong. She hits through the ball. She can dictate play. And Kerber has not been able to try and she hasn't been able to hit the side of a truck. So she hasn't. She's been really struggling and doubting herself as the number one player in the world of what that looks like and how to actually create space between her and the competition, with Serena out of the game. So that's a wide open field. It's an extraordinary field, really, to be perfectly honest. And you know, we may have a first time Grand Slam winner, Muguruza, who plays first up on day two on Chatrier on centre court there. I don't think she's defending champion. Can she win? She hasn't been in great form for the whole year since she's won a Grand Slam title. So you can see how it affects you.
Yes,
it's one of those interesting things. Where I think it's just more, you just sit there, you got to watch it unfold a little bit, and then potentially, you know, by the third round, fourth round, we might be able to get some data on a couple of the players.
We want a winner now, right?
Yeah.
Now, tab.com, don't worry about fourth round. Fair dinkum. That's a week away.
Yeah, right? You lose your price then, don't
Simona
you?
Simona Halep, $5 at tab.com.au.
I'm going to lean there just because Darren Cahill is coaching her.
All right.
And so I'm going to lean with my fellow South Australian, and she's had the best clay court season out of the players so far. Okay. She came in with a slight injury here. But I think she'll be okay, and I'll just lean her.
Stos at $26. Any chance?
Yeah, good roughy. I mean, she comes in with some form, so I think so.
This is what we want. You know, none of this. You know, wait till the fourth round.
So well, I've got. Said she's a good roughy too.
Yeah, the Simona Halep's your overall winner, and Sam's your roughy at 26.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go for her or Pliskova if anyone wants if is interested in a young.
She's
young
15.
Czech,
yep.
Carolina Pliskova.
Yep.
She's the number two seed, and you can like say she's a roughy. Well, she's a roughy. If you're going to try and win a Grand Slam, and you've never done it before, you're a roughy.
That's okay. $15 for her.
That's roughy price too. Righto.
And what? Men, Nadal $1.85, Djokovic $5.
Yeah, I think it comes there, and my roughy is going to be Andy Murray.
Okay.
He's the number one seed.
All right. $15 for Andy Murray.
Yeah, so that's pretty good value. And look, we also had Alex de Minaur, who got a wild card into the Australian Open, into the French Open. He played Robin Hutter. It wasn't his best outing. 6-2, 6-3, 6-1. He lost in that match. So it was a little bit unfortunate, but it's a great experience for him to just get through, be in the locker room, see what goes on, and get himself involved.
Look forward to chatting every day, mate.
Thanks, Rog.
See you, boys.
See you, mate. Roger Rashid there. So Simona Halep at $5 at tab.com.au. He likes Simona. Then Sam Stosur, $26 as a roughy, along with Pliskova at $15. And he thinks that it's a winner in two between Nadal $1.85, Djokovic $5. And his roughy there is Andy Murray.